Dharma, it's a Sanskrit word that has more than one meaning, but however it's defined, there's an implication, the idea that every person has a path he or she must follow. When you ask 49-year-old pro athlete Garrett McNamara for his definition, he struggles a little bit.
Dharma. It's just, that's a great question. Dharma is just, I don't know, that's a tough one for me right now.
But when you ask McNamara how Dharma led him to his passion and lifted him perhaps higher than any athlete in his sport, he doesn't struggle at all. Here's Only a Game's Gary Wallach.
Garrett McNamara loved skateboarding with his friends in Berkeley, California. But in the late 70s, when he was just 11 years old, that all went away.
My mother married this guy, his name was Daryl, and he was moving us to Hawaii. And he was a musician. He was working with Don Ho's daughter, actually. And then he ended up meeting some girl, left my mom, and me and my mother, my brother, were stuck in Wailua at Cement City, was pretty much the armpit of Oahu.
Garrett and his family went on welfare. They lived on macaroni and cheese and frosted flakes. We had nothing, he says, not even skateboards. But then the Dharma kicked in.
I don't remember where the surfboard came from. I think the garage sale, or we found it in the bushes, but we got our board and that was it. The first time I tried surfing, we went out in front of Cement City, and I just remember falling in love. It just instantly became all I wanted to do. It's just the most amazing feeling to be out there in the water, riding waves. It's like walking on the water. Nothing matters. If you have the ocean and you have your board, nothing matters.
Garrett began to master the technically challenging small waves of Oahu's North Shore. But his growing obsession presented a problem.
In Hawaii, you got two choices. You go left to the beach, the most amazing fun of your life, or go right to school. I went left a lot. When I was 17, I was getting ready to graduate from high school. I had C's, D's, and F's. And I was so afraid of the world, so afraid of what I was going to do. Am I going to have to be a waiter? Am I going to have to be a carpenter? What am I going to do when I get out of school? Man, maybe I should just try and flunk. I really contemplated this. I'll flunk and I'll stay in school another year, so I have another year to figure it out.
McNamara didn't have to figure for very long. He entered a contest in the Hawaiian Triple Crown Series, where he'd compete against the world's greatest surfers on waves larger than he was used to. He didn't win it, but he did make it to the main event and into the money.
So I gladly accepted the $250, and all of a sudden, wow, I am a pro surfer, okay. So I went to school a lot more and made sure I passed, graduated, and I've been a professional surfer ever since. Once I became pro, it was such a relief. Wow, I get to do what I love to do.
For the next few years, he competed on the pro circuit. His travels brought him to Japan, where he was a celebrity. He made good money in competitions, appeared on the covers of the big surfing magazines, and racked up endorsement deals. He was a surfing success by every measure.
I felt like I was as good or better than anybody. I thought I was invincible. I thought I could conquer any wave, ride any wave, survive anything.
It was 1989. McNamara was one of 28 surfers invited to compete in the Eddy, a big wave tournament in Oahu scheduled each year from December to February. It doesn't go on if the waves aren't at least 40 feet high. Most years, it doesn't even happen. But on January 28, 1990, Garrett and 27 other surfers got the call that the contest was on.
And the next day, the swell of this year is coming, and then the biggest set of the day comes. I take off in a perfect spot, and I stood up all confident and like, yeah, I got this. I'm conquering this wave is kind of what I'm thinking. It just flings me in the air, and I land in the flats on the bottom, and I look up, and I see the biggest barrel ever come over me. And then I land right on the tail of the surfboard, and I didn't realize it as I hit, but it kind of just like gave me a punch in the ribs. And I'm underwater getting pounded, and I'm actually really happy and having a great time. And I come up all excited and ready to go back for more. And all of a sudden I'm paddling out and I start coughing up blood, and I find out that I've broken a rib, herniated my disc. I was on the floor for 4 months, and all the sponsors that I had gained ended up dropping my salary or dropping me altogether. And so it really humbled me. I didn't see much of a career ever resurfacing.
McNamara was just 22. For the next 2 years, he lived in constant pain. But he says he's lucky. His back healed completely. In 1992, he returned to the water and focused once more on small wave tournaments. He made a respectable, if unsteady, living. He married in 1994. He and his wife, Connie, became parents the next year. Garrett opened a surf shop in Oahu to help support his family. He struggled with the idea of having one foot on his surfboard and one in the shop.
So now I was at a crossroad. I was like, why am I doing this?
Over the next 6 years, McNamara didn't surf very much. During long days indoors, he daydreamed. He'd scribble inspirational notes in his business log and gaze longingly at the ocean on his drive to work. But at the age of 35, he entered and trained for the 2002 Peahi Challenge on Maui, also known as JAWS, for its dangerous 70-foot waves.
When I jump in the water, all of a sudden, it's Dharma, the place that you feel you're supposed to be, and so fun and so amazing and so enjoyable. And all of a sudden, you're a little kid again, and you go, how could I ever have thought that I didn't need this?
McNamara won the contest and pocketed the $70,000 first prize. He closed the shop and focused on tow-in surfing, where jet skis pull surfers to the peaks of fast-moving big waves. He wanted his name associated with monster waves, the heaviest of the heavy. McNamara and his second wife, Nicole, were invited to the Portuguese coastal town of Nazaré, which some believe has the biggest waves in the world.
When we arrived in Nazaré, we walked up to the cliff and I saw the biggest waves I've ever seen in my life. It was like the ta-da moment. I mean, I looked and just went, oh my God.
Garrett and his wife stayed in Nazaré for months, getting to know the surf and the people. At 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month of 2011, the waves got bigger. Garrett got into the water with a team of jet skiers.
My wife, we hear her on the walkie-talkie, there's a big set coming. And I look and the whole horizon stands. And there's this monster, the massive wall. And I'm fading back, and I'm looking at all the chops, and I'm looking at the cliff, and I'm looking down the line towards the end of the wave. As I'm going toward the bottom, there's all these chops coming up the wave. And usually the chops at Nazaré are really violent and massive, and your board hits them so hard. Usually it's like, bah, bah, bah. And this one's like, just smooth and perfect.
At the end of his ride, McNamara was buried by the wave. But he'd been buried before.
And so it wasn't like anything that I thought was out of the ordinary.
But it was.
We go to the harbor, and they come running down with the pitchers, and we look at it, and we're just like, whoa. And a panel of surfers measures the waves, and surprisingly, they measured it 78 feet and gave me the world record.
In 2013, he again caught a monster wave in Nazaré, not to break his own Guinness record, just for fun. That wave was estimated at 100 feet. There's still disagreement about its size. And another surfer may have gone even higher at Nazaré. But Garrett McNamara says that it just doesn't matter to him.
It was about going out there for the right reasons, going out there for the love of it, and just not expecting anything in return, and everything just comes together.
Dharma.
For Only a Game, I'm Gary Wallach.
Learn more about Garrett McNamara's surfing career in his book, Hound of the Sea. You can watch him ride the 100-foot wave at Nazaré on YouTube.